poll, nearly half say it is likely coronavirus vaccines have caused significant number of unexplained deaths. By Hannah Blow on January 2, 2023. Nearly half of Americans believe it is at least somewhat likely that coronavirus vaccines have caused a significant number of unexplained deaths, and over a quarter said they know someone whose death may have been caused by side effects of the vaccines, a Rasmussen Report survey released Monday found. The survey asked respondents, how likely is it that side effects of COVID-19 vaccines have caused a significant number of unexplained deaths? Overall, 49% said it is at least somewhat likely, but of those, 28% said it is very likely. Another 20% said it is not very likely, and 17% said not at all likely. 14% remain unsure. Further, this appears to be a bipartisan issue as most Democrats, 51%, and Republicans, 56%, believe it is at least somewhat likely. Independents remain more skeptical, as 42% believe it is at least somewhat likely that the side effects of coronavirus vaccines caused unexplained deaths, compared to 38% who do not find it likely. The survey then asked respondents if they personally know anyone whose death you think may have been caused by side effects of COVID-19 vaccines. Over a quarter, 28%, said yes, and 10% remain unsure. 61% said no. Figures remain relatively consistent across the board, as 33% of Democrats, 26% of Republicans, and 26% of independents claim to know someone whose death, they believe, occurred as a result of the side effects from the vaccines. Further, 48% said there are legitimate reasons to be concerned about the safety of the vaccines, compared to 37% who believe those expressing concerns are simply spreading conspiracy theories. 15% remain unsure. 71% of those surveyed identified themselves as vaccinated, but over a quarter, 26%, said they are not. That is relatively consistent with November's The Economist/YouGov survey, which found 23% identifying themselves as unvaccinated. The survey was taken December 28 to 30, 2022, among 1,000 U.S. adults and has a +3% margin of error. Notably, the survey does not rely on scientific evidence that the deaths were related to the vaccine. It comes as concerns continue to be raised about the safety of the vaccines, particularly the mRNA vaccines. This prompted action from Florida in October, which advised against the mRNA jabs for men under the age of 40. Twitter, prior to Musk's takeover, temporarily censored Florida's Surgeon General Joseph LaDapo over the guidance. LaDapo has continued to highlight some of the risks associated between coronavirus and mRNA vaccines, pointing to another study consistent with Florida's analysis, showing a link between the jab and myocarditis in early December. Last month, Governor Ron DeSantis, R., announced his decision to petition the Florida Supreme Court to impanel a statewide grand jury tasked with investigating any and all wrongdoing in Florida with respect to the COVID-19 vaccines. Meanwhile, First Lady Jill Biden kicked off the new year by encouraging Americans to go get that COVID vaccine. Watch.